WMFO, 11 a.m. at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. Just about to get out of here. We just heard his last song in the set there. Wonderful stuff from the Amplifier Heads from their new record called Lauda. That was Jaw Teaser. I'm Mike, and she's Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning, Mike. You look like Nanook of the North over there.
I know. I took a picture of myself because I'm like, I have like jacket and my hoodie on and stuff, and no pants though. But I'm just so cold in here. I just, my nose is cold, like I'm a dog. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have live guests here. I have Katrine.
Hi, Katrine.
And Felicia.
Hello.
And they are two-fifths, four-tenths, fun with maths, of Porch Party Mamas.
Mm-hmm. Porch Party Mamas.
Yes. I have been a fan for quite a while and have been listening to their recordings, but now we have some of the band members here in the station, and we can talk about their music and the group and an upcoming show that you have. Where is it?
It's at Club Passim on March 6th.
So coming up soon.
Friday.
It is. I'm so glad it's going to be March.
I know. And I hear it's going to be in the 60s in 2 weeks.
Huh? We need it to 50, be 60s. In the 60s.
We'll all have to wear our shots around here.
I do hear the phone ringing. So whoever's calling in, we are on mic right now. So if you call back when we are listening to music, we can pick up the phone then. Thank you so much for calling in. We love callers.
Well done.
Yes, well, we appreciate our audience.
All right, so we know what's going on with you from 11 to 1 for something about the women.
Yeah, so we are going to start out with Linda Ronstadt, who is a influence of the Porch Party Mamas, and then we're going to listen to some music off of both of their recordings, and then we'll get into some interview.
All right.
How's that sound?
Sounds awesome.
I think it sounds good.
Stick around, everybody, for Kirsten and something about the women and her guests. I'm Mike. I'll be back next week at 9, if they let me. It's WMFO.
One way, the Lord we used to pass by every day, just walk away, Renee, you won't see me follow you back home, the empty sidewalks on my block. The coming down from Memphis. You got Texas plays. You got fire in the weeds by the road. And out here, you can't see the rain for miles away coming down. Straight on, hard and strong. Baby, I've seen this coming.
What I just said, I lost the thought that I had. It must have slipped between the seat and the drumbeat. And I can see without my eyes. Pretend I'm running while you drive. We laugh about what I forgot, and I love it when you read my mind. And I've got nothing to do but to lay here too on the wide open night sky. While those times we failed to connect ourselves fade on dark roads. Sky and land divide into a Mondrian without end. Red glare window through the night. From that hotel neon light, this time town was a poker game. It saw us coming. What was its name? And I got nothing to do but to lay here too on the wild. Thousand hearts, I've dreamt you of a million stars, just to see from where we are, as if we had to look that far. And I've got nothing to do but to lay here to unwind. All those times we fail to connect ourselves, fade on dark road, broken line. And I've got nothing to do but to lay.
Well, that was a couple of songs from the Porch Party Mamas. We started with Moscow to Moses and then Broken Line. And here we have live a couple of the members of Porch Party Mamas. We have Katrine and we have Felicia. And I know I've heard about Porch Party Mamas for a while, but Katrine was going to tell us a little bit like how you came together and how long you've been playing. And
So we've been together for, I would say it's probably around 12 years now. Not in this formation. We had Jane, our fiddle player, came to us, playing with us probably about 10 years ago. And so I met Xenia through the music community here. I moved from, I'm from Switzerland, so I moved here 20 years ago. And so Xenia and I started to play together, and I'm the percussionist of the band, and she invited me to play with her, and Felicia is a good friend of Xenia's as well. And so I remember this very distinctly because Felicia and I, we were highly pregnant, and so our sons are now 16 years old, so we were on stage together over 16 years ago. And then Kelly, our lovely bass player and singer-songwriter, guitar player, had the idea of having just one gig together, four of us actually, and it worked so well that that's how the band started, and we just play together and arrange our songs, and we definitely play more now than 10 years ago. That's how it started out, I would say, and the friendship started, and the love for the music and each other.
Nice that you were able to kind of have these ways of measuring this, right? Because mm-hmm. you're able to look at you were pregnant at the same time, and now you're watching your children grow,
yes.
and you're watching the group grow.
Yes.
And how interesting to start with one gig. We're just going to do this once, and here yeah. you are 16 years later, and now there are five members. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's right.
And so can you tell me who are the five, tell us all who are the five members, and who does what? Who plays what instrument? It seems like some people play a variety of instruments.
Yes. Okay, so I'm the percussionist of the band, and I do some of the vocals, background vocals. Felicia here, she is the accordion player of the band, and does the lead vocals on a lot of the songs. She is also a multi-talented instrumentalist. She's an amazing piano player, so on some of the recordings you can hear the piano. Then we have Senia Mack, who is a guitar player and lead vocalist, and Kelly Riley, who is our official bass player of the band, but she's also a phenomenal guitar player and lead vocalist. And Jane Grondon, who is our fiddle player, also lead vocal and guitar player. And I would say, except me, all four of them are singer-songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
They've all had their own careers individually, me too, but not as a songwriter. And we switch and swap the instruments, but those are the main instruments that the band members play.
Right. And then you also have some unofficial band members, right? Because you've got beautiful artwork and photographs on your recordings.
Right.
And
yeah.
so it sounds like you have a photographer in residence, and
yes.
you've got... So
Senia's husband, Robert Castagna, is the photographer,
mm-hmm.
And Senia herself is a painter, and both of them are actually right now in Arizona, and hello to you too, because I think you're listening.
Uh-huh. I think we have a few people listening in from
yeah.
outside of Massachusetts, so Felicia, you mentioned that your mom is listening
yeah.
from Texas.
Hi, Mom, in Dallas, and my sister Cindy, and... my sister Renee and her partner Amy up in Illinois, and maybe Jane in L.A.
Yeah.
Fiddle players living in L.A.
Yeah.
And she comes to Boston about three or four times a year, and we book all of our gigs around her visits.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know what my brother in Colorado might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so
and
we're
I guess
just
we need
grateful.
To have an extra shout out to your sister Renee, because I must have put the mind reading app on.
Yeah.
Because we did start with one of your influences,
yes.
Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
Just Walk Away, Renee. So.
Yeah, yes. That's so wonderful. And they've all been so supportive, as have our immediate families, our husbands, our parents, our
children.
Children, especially. And you know what? I just thought of Katrine's
yes.
son Ollie and my son Grant. Are in the same music video class together right now at Cambridge Ridge and Latin in high school.
Yeah,
so they've got material to work on.
They do.
Right.
I come from a family where my mom is a performer, and so I grew up, she's an opera singer, and I would, as a child, go hear her in different performances,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say, I really loved that. It kind
yeah.
of just added something different to my life that
right.
not everybody, I think I was 13 before I realized that not everybody listened to opera, so.
Well, also, in the beginning of our band time, we rehearsed at Felicia's house, and Grant was still a toddler, a baby, that can't be. He's four or five years old.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think he was a baby.
All right. Okay.
He was small enough to fit
yeah.
under the kitchen table
yes.
where we were sitting around on a blanket going
yeah.
to sleep
oh.
while we played
in
super loudly.
Yes. And I know. And I know that my kids wouldn't have done that. They would have not slept through that.
Wow. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing how your group has come together. We'll listen to Jonathan Brook, who is one of your influences, and a couple more songs from Porch Party Mamas, yeah. And maybe we can talk a little bit about your process and how these songs all come together. How do you collaborate with five people? So here we go with some Jonathan Brook.
Dish it out in
and Jimmy, we went down to get the skinny. We were just about 10 years old. It seems that there was kissing in the woods behind the mission, a story to unfold. We ran along the guardrail down to the trail and close enough to see. Something was a buzzing, they were swarming by the dozen near the old oak tree. Feel the sting, pesky little thing. One kiss, one hug, you're bitten by a love bug. Life will cry, but you can't deny. No medicine or drug will save you from a love bug. Rusty made me feel real lusty in my high school science class. He'd slip me notes and I'd blink my eyes. It was the only test I passed. He showed up after school with a smile looking cool for a walk down the street. I was feeling kind of funny, like the bee to the honey. I smelled something sweet. You're bitten by a love bug. Laugh or cry, but you can't deny. No medicine or drug will save you from a love bug. Feel a sting, pesky little thing. One kiss, one hug. You're bitten by a love bug. Laugh or cry, but you can't deny. No medicine or drug will save you from a love bug. Terribly infectious. You feverishly lose direction. You're gonna have a reaction. Still, what's the attraction? We'll save you from a love bug. Feel the sting, pesky little thing. One kiss, one hug. You're bitten by a love bug. Laugh or cry. Hey, bring it down, girls. Bring it down.
Feel the sting.
Feel the sting.
One kiss, one hug.
You're bitten by the love bug.
Laugh or cry.
You can laugh or cry.
No medicine or drug.
what I meant to do. Sorry about that, folks. There was supposed to be a PSA there, and somehow Rivendell decided to just skip over that. But that's okay, because we have plenty of time to write that, to listen to that PSA. You know, if you've listened to my show before, it has to do with dog fostering, because I'm a big supporter of fostering dogs. But enough about that. Let's get back to Felicia and Corrine, who have are visiting here from Porch Party Mamas. So we have two-fifths of the group. And Corrine was telling us a little bit about how the group came together. But I'm curious, and I'm sure others are too, about the process. How do five musicians work together and collaborate? We talked about instruments that each person plays, but I imagine that there are roles that people play in the group as well, and collaboration on songwriting. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so this is Felicia speaking. And when we first started, we were coming off of solo work. Each of us was doing, booking our own gigs and doing solo work. And Kelly and her band continue to do that. But we were songwriters who were accompanying each other on our songs at the very beginning. And as time went on, we very much evolved into a unified group where we each still write songs, but it's more for the group, for this particular set of musicians who have these particular set of skills. And, you know, the use of technology has been so helpful, because we use email, we use voice memo on our iPhones, and we're in touch during the week, and someone will come up with a song idea, record the song, send it over email, send the chord chart, and then we'll get together at our weekly rehearsal, which happens on Wednesday nights in Katrine's husband, Al Peterson. He has an office above a garage, and he generously shares his office with us. We cram in our equipment and, you know, with some wine and cheese and chocolate and marshmallows. We listen to these recordings. We come and we play, and the songwriter has a specific viewpoint and idea, but leaves it open to the ideas and the creative thought of the band members. So there's not one person saying it's got to be this way. It's really, we've learned to trust each other and rely on each other's strengths to bring a song to life, to take it from that, you know, seed of an idea to blossom into something that really sounds like us, these particular five women playing these particular instruments. And so now I feel and I hope that whether we're doing an original song or a cover song, it sounds like the Porch Party Mamas, because we have, you know, a way of playing and a set of instruments that has a cohesive sound.
Right. I've interviewed a number of musicians, and I know that there are some musicians that are out there doing singer-songwriter circles, and they meet collaboratively and all that, but it sounds like you're able to do that within your own group, and you have a schedule that, wow, every Wednesday. That's
pretty much
commitment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We try to do that, and I think we've sort of veered away from this is my song, this is Kelly's song, this is Sanya's song, to collaborating enough that it's becomes the band's song, if you know what I mean. And that feels really good. I think we really believe in our it's like a five-stranded braid that goes together, and the trust and respect we have for one another, and the love of playing music together. I mean, there's nothing like being on stage with them and making music together.
Right. Aww.
Oh, it's true. I know you feel that way too.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yeah.
It feels like there's also just this, that maybe there are more structured roles, but then there are unstructured roles too, because even earlier, Corrine said that she is not one of the songwriters, but mm-hmm. then we were listening to, and I'm not going to remember which of the songs we were listening to, and she popped up and said, oh, wait a minute, that's my song.
Yeah. Well, I think song, I mean with lyrics, mm-hmm. and Katrine is here talking. And so it's I do compose music, and I you know, we all bring that to the table, that we do the music and the lyrics, but I'm not the lyric writer.
Mm-hmm. But for instance, Katrine had an idea on piano, and she showed the idea to Sanya,
mm-hmm.
and Sanya loves poetry. She's writing lyrics all the time.
Right.
And I think she, if I have this correct, she looked in her journal and saw ink and pen written down. Is that right?
Right, right.
And then she took that idea and put it with your piano idea, and you guys collaborated and came up with the song on one of our CDs called Ink and Pen.
Ink and Pen,
And then the instrumental that was played earlier in this interview, One Way Ticket, Katrine wrote that one.
Right.
So in that last set, I played a couple of influences as well as songs by Porch Party Mamas. So we started with Jonathan Brooke, Where Were You, off of Plum, and we all love that song. And then collectively, and then Porch Party Mamas, One Way Ticket, and then Love Bug. So those are off the two different recordings, The Life I Own, and then the self-titled Porch Party Mamas. And then we ended with Sean Colvin, Get Out of This House. But we were also talking about Jennifer Kimball and Jonathan Brooke. And Jennifer Kimball, you are playing with in the near future, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to share a bill at Amazing Things
in Framingham. May 1st, Framingham.
What is Amazing Things?
It's a nice arts venue. It's an art gallery and a performing space.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Amazing Things Arts Center, the ATAC. It's it's an old fire station, actually kind of like where we are right now. It has a stage and a concert hall for about 150 people, I think. And it's great.
Yes.
It's in Framingham.
That's so nice, because I feel like I have relationships with musicians and I learn about different venues, and then I go to different venues and learn about different musicians. So that's always fun to hear about new places. So we will continue with some more music, some Lucy Kaplansky, and then we've got another, the title track, The Life I Own, from your recording, The Life I Own. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about the recording after we listen to that song. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Dad was at the piano the night he met my mom. She asked him to play I'll See You Again, that old Noel Coward song. She told him he was conceited. He slung one back at her. He didn't mind that her singing wasn't good when he got a good look at her. She learned that song when she was a kid, lost her dad when she was young. Never got to say goodbye, maybe that's why it was her song. She sang, I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again. Though the years my tears may dry, I shall love you till I die. Goodbye. I'm out in California, driving my dad and me. He's crying, says, thought I'd be the first to go. How could this happen to me? He says she told me never to bring her here. Drive up to that home where people go to die, but she keeps hanging on. My dad looks down at the floor as he holds on to her hand. She says to me, how could he leave me here? No, he never went there again. Spring breaks through again. Though the years my tears may dry, I shall love you till I die. Goodbye. Thank you.
dad's in his dying bed, as if she's already dead and gone. Not a word about her is said. Later that day I visit her. My brother comes along. She thinks she's home with my dad. Can't remember he's ever gone. My brother picks up his guitar. We sing, I'll see you again. My mom remembers all the words, right down to the end. I'll see you again whenever spring. Later, I hold her hand. She's asleep, she'll soon be gone. I don't know if she can hear me, but I sing for her that song. When I tell her my goodbyes, I'll love you till I die.
Effort to make the world seem right. His reluctance he couched beneath a smile. He felt an urge to hide or take flight, but he knew he'd be there for a while. Her slender fingers were pointed north, one by one, as she enumerated his multiple flaws. He crossed himself, invoked the Father and Son, as he prayed for a miraculous pause. He said, we can't be truly certain of the path our lives will take. Tomorrow lies a destiny still left unknown. And so I give myself completely to the love I make. In every minute of every hour, with every person in the life I own. He put his best foot forward with an air of sang-froid, and he smiled to hide a fear he did not choose. He felt a sudden surge of recklessness rise, and decided there was nothing to lose. He started speaking slowly in a voice not his own, but of someone confident and more at ease. He told her what to do and where she should go, and he did not refine it with pleas. He said, we can't be truly certain of the path our lives will take. Tomorrow lies a destiny still left unknown. And so I give myself completely to the love I make. In every minute of every hour, with every person in the life I had a panic moment, and she called out his name, half demanding, part imploring him to stay. As gently as he could, he said, "I'm not now the same. My dear, I'm leaving you to find my own way." He said, "We can't be truly certain of the path our lives will take. Tomorrow lies a destiny still left unknown. And so I give myself completely to the love I make. In every minute of every hour, with every person in the life I own, I own, I own."
Okay, well, that was the title track from the Porch Party Mamas, The Life I Own. So, Katrine.
Yes.
Hi. Felicia, thank you so much for being here today. But
yeah,
let's talk a little bit more about your recordings, because you have two out now, which mm-hmm. certainly shows a commitment to your art. And mm-hmm. wow, so many shows coming up. But I'd love to hear more about your recordings and the process for that.
Mm-hmm. You want to say something about the life I own?
Yeah, well, I'll just talk briefly about the song you just heard. That one was written by Jane, our fiddle player. She also plays guitar. And in addition to the, I think, very unique sound and style of that song, it features something that we really love, which is a duet between the fiddle and the accordion. So mm-hmm. I typically play the accordion, and that little breakdown of the middle section shows something that we like to do. And it's interesting when you're watching us on stage, she's on the left-hand side and I'm towards the right-hand side. And we love to kind of bring the stage together by looking at each other and playing off one another. And so when we're recording, it's really important to us that we get those duets, that they're lively and they're in sync, and they've kind of become one sound, I guess, if you will, between the accordion and the fiddle. This particular CD that you're talking about, called The Life I Own, was recorded at Wellspring Sound in Acton with Eric Kilburn. He's someone we all love as mm-hmm. a person and appreciate his support over the years. And we so enjoyed recording with him. And then the first one was recorded in Virginia. In Roanoke.
With Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we went down to Virginia and recorded it there with Skip and Matt.
Skip Brown.
Brown.
And I feel like Skip's name is actually in both of them. Did he also help with...
He helped us with the beginning of the Life I Own recording as well. And mm-hmm. so we've learned a lot. We're excited and have enough material to do our third. We just need the time and the money.
Yes.
Get in there again and get one out as soon as we can.
We did have our very first EP, which, so technically this is our third and we're working on our fourth.
Yeah.
So we'll be in March, we'll start going back into the studio and record songs, and we'll let you know.
Yes.
When our...
Well, that's great for us and lucky for us. And it was really wonderful to hear about the recording process. Of course, what we know mm-hmm. is when we go out and listen to music live, we get to see that organically. And so it's nice to hear that in a recording session that's so well done. But it's really great to get out and hear live music and see that synergy and hear that synergy, experience that synergy. And so we're not just imagining you two collaborating on stage. We actually see it. And you have so many good shows coming up. So Club Passim is March 6th, which is the closest and the nearest.
Exactly.
And then you mentioned some others just kind of as we've been talking. You're like, oh, yes, we're doing this and this and this.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to mention some of your others? You have some in Connecticut.
We have quite a bit in Connecticut, in New Haven, the Cafe 9. Best is, of course, to go to porchpartymamas.com. All the shows are there. But we have in Bloomfield, Connecticut, in, I'm blanking. So in Portsmouth, in New Hampshire, we have mm-hmm. the Book and Bar, but we also are playing at the Press Room later. And we're playing in Connecticut, Windsor, the Northwest Park, which is one of our favorite shows in Connecticut. We're annually coming back. But Club Passim, Friday, March 6th, is our very local here in Cambridge. And but porchpartymamas.com or on Facebook, we're
right,
there.
Because we do have listeners throughout New England. So
exactly.
The Porch Party Mamas play in New Hampshire and play in Connecticut and play in different parts of Massachusetts, too, not just the Boston-Cambridge area.
We were
talking about the Fallout Shelter, which you have a show already booked there May 9th.
Yes.
So put that on your calendars, because that sounds like a really...
fun place to go.
Yeah,
bring your friends.
And you're collaborating with Jennifer Kimball on...
Yeah, on in framing of March. May 1st.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I feel like your Facebook site is pretty much up to date, too, with your... so people who don't go to websites, you can find Porch Party Mamas on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming
into
this station.
This was fun.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
We were talking about our dog love, sharing of dog... So I'm going to go ahead and play my PSA for dog adoption, because the best thing to happen to a human could be a shelter pet. And then we will go on and listen to some more music. Thank you again, Katrine and Felicia, for coming in. It's been really nice having you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball... he throws it as far as he can, and I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Skin riddles on his body bare before me, except for these sketches, signal and semaphore, the things he won't talk about, quiet and shut about his padlocks and latches. My fingers trace his pictures in Eddie's.